This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Australia, and welcome to Chatterbox, another edition of Chatterbox. Good evening, my love.
Good evening, Brett.
How are you tonight?
Well, I'm good. I'm mixed emotions tonight.
Why do you say that?
I'm part excited, part devastated.
Why devoed?
Well, I'm part devastated. I'm not using the word devastated. Devastated gets bandied around all the time. It's overused.
Well,
people
exactly.
Overuse it when they put their pets to sleep or their children turn out to be a disappointment.
Yes.
But I mean it in the truest sense of the word. I'm disappointed because my favourite television show of all, Chelsea Lately, has come to an end tonight. So I'm deeply, deeply sad because what else am I going to watch at 10:30 at night?
I don't know, but we're going to have to cross that bridge.
And I'm deeply, deeply excited about our very, very special guest tonight.
Can you believe we are one step away tonight from people as famous as Angela Lansbury,
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. You're supposed to help me out now, my love.
I'm helping you out. Angela Lansbury, James Earl Jones, Julie Andrews, Dame Julie Andrews. We literally have the second...
Megan Mullally.
We've got the second lady of showbiz in tonight, later on.
La Cannon, known to his friends, but also known as Maddie Cannon.
So excited, can't wait.
Now, darling, what else is on the show tonight?
Well, we've got obviously some great tracks because Chatterbox is a late night talk show.
Absolutely.
Where our guests come in, pick some songs, have a yarn with you and I.
And you've chosen a cracking track to start us off tonight.
I have indeed. It's by Gladys Knight, and anyone that knows me knows I love Gladys Knight because this woman sings from her uterus. We've got a great first track tonight, which is Gladys Knight and the Pips singing a lesser-known hit, being Bougie Bougie. You're listening to Brett and Andrew on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was the divine Miss Gladys Knight and the Pips singing Bougie Bougie.
Can I say, great cracking song to start off, my love.
Super bourgeoisie, Brett.
Absolutely. Hey, my love, would you like to introduce our wonderful guest?
I would indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one, the only, the second lady of show business, Miss Matthew Cannon.
Yay!
Ta-da! Welcome to Chatterbox, Maddie.
Oh, hello.
Oh, can I say this has been such a long-awaited episode of this milestone radio show.
I was going to say a return, but it's not a return. It's opening night for you, my love.
Oh, yes. Everything's an opening night.
Now, is this your first time on radio?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. We thought we were going to pop your radio cherry tonight, but clearly not.
No, not the first time.
Tell me of your other show.
Well, it was more I got launched into a radio. Someone called me just inquiring about an email I sent in on a radio show. They called me to say, hi, we'd really like to talk to you. Then all of a sudden I realised I was on air. But it was pre-recorded. Because it was like 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The next day, driving into work, they were like, oh, and blah, 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 blah. And then my voice came on the radio. Pitchy queen. I nearly drove off the road and was like, it wasn't great. Experience. This is a lot better.
Well, look, we've given you dinner. We've given you a drink. You're all settled in.
Mm-hmm.
It's very late at night, so we're all very not deluded. My word, what's the word?
We're mildly deluded, yeah, Brett, let's face it. We've got a vague idea that people are listening. So that's okay.
Speaking of which, we've already had a first message coming through going, "Hello, lovelies. I'm up late listening to your fabulous show. Love, Scotty."
Oh, who's Scotty? Thank you, Scotty.
We love Scotty.
I don't know a Scotty.
Oh.
Oh, well, never
Maybe
mind.
Scott no mates.
No, definitely not.
Scott doesn't. He has all the mates in the world. Oh.
Now, Matthew, obviously a big part of Chatterbox is we get our guests in to talk about themselves, but a big part of it is they do it through music. Now, we asked
I know
you...
it sounds like a foreign concept to you, Matthew, but let's just soldier and plough through.
I do like talking about myself. Just...
Well, you get to do it through the medium of song tonight also, which is awesome.
And now, dance.
That works well on radio.
Now, speaking of song, because was the song choice an easy journey for you, Matthew?
Because you love your music, don't you?
I do love my music. It was not easy, Brett. I nearly called you Angie, but no.
Now, Matthew, how long have we known you and you still can't tell us apart?
Yes, it's been quite a while. And I still have to go A before B.
Yeah, A before B. That's all you need to know, darling. So, song choice.
Very difficult.
Yes.
And I had to workshop it for a couple of weeks.
Extensively.
Yeah, I did. And then I workshopped it with a really dear friend of mine and just sort of, she said to me, certain songs spoke to me in a certain way.
And you know what the really funny thing is? Because we caught up with some friends about a week or two ago and we said, we haven't heard about Maddie's song choice. And they said, we have. Because... You've been working. But I appreciate that. That takes you.
Absolutely.
You've given time and effort, Matthew.
Well, I feel like I'm only ever going to get three songs. I was going to make them pop.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9 with our super special guest star tonight, the lovely Matinee Cannon. Welcome to the studio, Matt. Now, if you've got a question for Matt...
Like the lovely Peter has sent to us, and Peter was our second guest on our pilot show, and he said, we're in bed laughing at you, not with you. Love you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Now we know how he feels.
Oh, my goodness. Now, obviously, part of Chatterbox is we ask a guest in every week and they choose the music. Maddie, tell us about your first song choice.
Oh, right. So you don't know the song yet, do you? Well, you do.
Well, we know, but
the listeners don't know. No, well,
the tens of tens across Australia listening.
The tens of people. I struggled with the first song choice. But I thought I do love a ballad and I do love a sad song.
Oh, yes.
And I do like a glass of wine and I do love having a glass of wine to a sad song.
They just go hand in hand.
Yeah, they do. So this song for me was very much a song. I do not like to admit that I grew up in Geelong, but I did.
Well, an awful lot of our guests have grown up in Geelong or spent time in Geelong. So Geelong does grow some incredibly good people. But one thing we always say is the good ones leave.
Yes.
Yes.
And I did leave. So I did leave, but I used to travel to university every day going up from Geelong to Melbourne every day. And I used to listen to this song on repeat from Geelong Station and in my head play film clips in my head departing the train station. Very dramatic, very gay.
But can I say, and in context, when you listen to the song, it's the perfect, the train pulling out of the station, looking back to the city in the backdrop. Like, I totally get this.
Beautiful. And on a on a CD Walkman, can I add too, just to the listeners out there, it wasn't an iPod. I used to have to hold it comfortably in my palm of my hand so it wouldn't jump or
So,
skip.
Matthew, what is your first track?
My first track is Why by Annie Lennox.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Why?
You're on Joy 94.9. It's Chatterbox tonight with Brent, Andy, and our lovely guest, Maddie. Hey, we've had a couple of messages sent through. And Andy, what are the messages?
We've had a really lovely shout out. It says, "Hi, Maddie. Loving the first song. So deep. We can see you brooding on the V-Line train. Love, Am, and Sash, and Renna."
Aww.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, bless. Do we have any more?
Yes, we do. We've got another one from Scotty. It says, "Scott, no mates. How very dare you? Sorry for using a Catherine Tate line. Scotty, kiss. P.S. Can you ask Matt what his favourite artist is? Artist is in painting or artist is in music?" Ooh. You haven't clarified, so just say artist is in music.
Artist in music.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, I'll go three. It's Liza, Bette and Barbs.
There we go. It's the Holy Trinity.
It's the Holy Trinity.
And it said, "Also, oh my God, I'm also from Geelong and I left. Scotty, kiss."
Good
on you. Thank you, Scotty.
Oh, bless Scotty. So, Maddie, this is part of the show where we're obviously going to start to ask some questions, and we've been asking our GLBTI guests about their coming out story.
Mm.
So, can we delve back in your archives?
Tell us about Matthew the early years.
Oh, the early years.
Now, you grew up in Geelong.
I did, yes.
Now, your dad was also the headmaster of your school,
yes,
wasn't he?
Yes, he
was. How was that?
Oh, that was just a treat. look, I can't go, you know, it's not really... No, look, it was not great, but it wasn't the fact, I think, if I was straight and played football, and that would have been fine and dandy.
Yeah.
But clearly I was a dandy. So it made things probably a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
So, yeah... People who look back on their schooling years has been this really fun, fond memories. I had great memories, but very few.
Because you had some great friends in high school that you've sort of managed to take through into now that, you know, Mark and James that were in school with you that you're still really super close to now. But I suppose going through high school is hard enough. And I went through high school being a sissy boy, which is tough, but doing it with your dad as the headmaster must be incredibly hard.
Oh, so absolutely.
At what age point did you sort of start to realise that you weren't just different, you were gay?
Oh, what can I say on air? it was one of those things where I knew at a very early age that I was probably a little bit different, but I didn't really want to admit it for a really long time. Yeah, I knew very early on, probably around the grade 5.
Oh, wow.
So about 11.
Wow, that's really... Yeah, so even before puberty, it sort of kicked in. Wow, Maddie.
Well, you're assuming.
Well, assuming. Well, you could have been an early developer.
Early riser.
I know. That is so wrong.
Inappropriate, take it for one. Inappropriate.
But seriously, for an 11-year-old to work out, I worked out at a very young age that I was different, but I didn't work out my sexuality until I was 16. Then literally the penny dropped and I went, great, okay, now I know why I'm the way I am. Great, I need to get a boyfriend. So, that's how my brain
but for
worked.
For you, was it a difficult journey from different to gay? Because it's I think a lot of our guests that we have on say they grew up always feeling a little bit different, but then it is that sort of step from feeling different to actually identifying as, okay, well, I know what that different is now, it's gay. Was it a hard step?
It was, because I think I always knew what the different was.
Yeah.
And I think being at an all-boys school, you always knew that word.
Yeah.
You always knew the other side of it. So, yeah, it was... I knew I was different. I knew I was that different.
Yeah.
It was just finally accepting one day that I was different.
Yeah.
And happy to be with different. And I think that's the whole journey for anyone. Mm. I've used the journey word.
No, but it actually is a journey for everybody. And I think that's the one thing that... you know, it coming out is a different journey for absolutely everybody. Yes, there are similarities, but it's everybody's journey is completely different, and I really do think it is a journey.
Mm. And I'm yet to meet someone who's been on that journey no matter what time of their life, because a lot of people come out later, so a lot of people come out younger, but they're always glad to that journey to commence and to start and that they've gone through that process because, you know, the older you get, you should be getting more comfortable with your own skin.
Mm.
So can I ask, when you actually did join the dots and say, okay, it's gay, not different, did you feel relieved? How did you feel?
Oh, I didn't feel relieved. Yeah. I sort of was like, shit.
Yeah.
I have to actually deal with this.
Yeah.
And I always thought I was going to be, out of my friends, the last by far to come out, especially to family.
Yep.
I wasn't.
Which is ironic because Andy and I have known you for over 10 years, probably closer to 14, 13 years, and I would have always assumed you were the first because you're the most confident in regards to your sexuality.
Yes.
Yes.
You also didn't have my mother or father.
You're true.
not that they were anything bad or, you know, devil people or nasty, but you just really, I was very concerned thinking I would be totally thrown out of the house or shamed, and a lot of pressure with, you know, dad being a principal all those type of things. So,
and this is still, even with a very close family relative being gay as well, that you knew of prior to you coming out, and you still had these thoughts.
Yeah, and there was that moment when my mother was, you know, having issues with the whole situation, and I was, like, so frustrated because I was like, but your brother is, so... Yeah.
Shout out to Auntie Dennis, by the way.
Auntie Daff, as I like
Auntie
to call
Daff.
Her.
So even though her brother was gay, she still found it difficult to... Or not difficult, but how
It probably wasn't. I think she was just more concerned.
Yeah.
I think there was that whole thing of you're going to be lonely, you're going to have these things. There was a lot of her sitting in the lounge room with no lights on, which is always great for a son to wake up in the middle of the night and go,
oh, that's because of me.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you just get over it.
Because why can't Dad be having an affair? Why is this about me?
Yeah.
But it really is. I mean, everybody's experience with it is different. So when did your parents actually come around? Because we've met your dad, and your dad is seems very accepting of you. So when did your parents actually start to come around?
Oh, look, Dad was probably the fastest from the get-go. Yep. There was the very quick, we love you no matter what, which was great. Always supportive.
Yep.
I sort of at that time when I came out, though, was sort of really hoping that they would just say, get out of the house.
Yep.
Because I didn't want to live in Geelong anymore. So I thought, perfect excuse.
Yay!
And I was sort of hoping for that moment. But I didn't get that. I got, oh, we'll love you no matter what. Yep. And I was like, oh, now I have to live under the same roof for a really long time.
Yep.
It was just like, oh, great, you're supportive. But not really. And I think that was the thing. It was like they knew what they were meant to do, but didn't really know what to do. And I think they did a really great job. It took Mum a really long time, but once Mum got that sorted, we had a really great relationship, which was great.
That's awesome. Hey, you're on Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
This is Nelson Aspen. You're tuned in to Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And tonight we've got our very special guest, Matahari Cannon.
You won't believe this. We've already had two messages that popped through
during
the ad break. Now, look, first off, hi, guys. I'm tuning in from Sydney to hear my bestie on air, sounding fabulous, Maddie. Can't wait for the next track. Love, Kath.
Oh, Kath. You're Kath. Special.
Hello, Kath.
Hi, Kath. Oh, she makes me happy.
And we've got another message that's just popped through.
Hi, boys. Great show tonight, Matt. You're a natural, Mark from Balaclava.
Oh, look.
Oh, we know who that is.
Well, we know who that is. That's been sent by from Blenheim Palace,
now,
no less.
Believe it or not, we're at the halfway mark of the show. It's 11:31 and 30 seconds.
Can you believe it?
Now, Matt, before we went to a break, you were talking about growing up gay in Geelong, and your first song choice was Annie Lennox, Why, and you said about, like, you know, going back and forth from Geelong to Melbourne Uni, playing that song every day, just wanting to escape Geelong. Tell us about your second track.
Oh, well, look, the second track, for me, this is the second track of coming out, dealing with meeting new people. I finally got into the university degree that I really wanted to get into in Melbourne, which was my sort of escape from Geelong. And for me, it was sort of having that moment of making new friends, and they couldn't judge me for my father or my family or me being gay. It was just me being me.
Yep.
So I had this really great moment, and I made all these great friends at uni, but there was this one thing, and it happened near sort of the end where in third year uni, I had a guy who I became friends with who was straight, who I thought was a good friend, and then he just one day sort of said to me, he goes, I just don't get it. And I was like, what do you mean you don't get it? He goes, I just don't get you being gay. I don't get the... And I was like, really? You've known me for 3 years and this is now being weird for you?
Yeah.
So in saying that, he... It sort of sparked a bit of a trigger in me, and we had to, in our third year uni, and I still think about this moment in my degree, that I think one day they're going to revoke my degree from me and they're going to go, you actually didn't pass, because I sort of still think...
Really?
Yeah, because we had to, for third year, write a 5,000-word essay on self-identity. And I was like, really? I wasn't a great writer, something I didn't want to do. So I thought, what's 5,000 words? It's 15 minutes of a performance piece. And
hence the love of show.
Hence the love of show. And so I ended up, I literally just compiled five of my favourite songs at the time. And the song that I love, which was pretty much my piss off to this guy, that was like, well, I don't care if you don't like me because I'm happy with me.
Yeah.
I happened to get a high distinction for my creative writing, which was a 15-minute performance piece. And I still to this day go, how did I get away with that? But I did. People don't actually believe me.
It's originality.
Like, oh, it was.
Absolutely.
It was flawless. And it was a whole theatrics behind me. There was a screen of black and white footage and me miming songs and holding up really provocative signs. And I actually had someone from my class come up to me at the end of it and ripped up his essay. It was very dramatic and said, I have to rewrite mine after seeing that. And I just was like, I got away with this and people are moved. Maybe I should be in show. So
what was one of those songs, Matthew?
So the song is... I've always been a Madonna person and not a Kylie. Yeah. Sorry, yes, Kylie
that's
fans.
Okay. That's
but I've
right.
always been my Madonna's. And this is my FU song, which is Human Nature.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Express yourself, don't repress yourself. Express yourself, don't repress yourself. Express yourself, don't repress yourself. Express yourself, don't repress yourself.
And I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry.
It's human nature.
It's human nature.
Listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9. I'm joined with my fabulous co-host, my beautiful partner, Andrew, and our lovely guest, Maddie. And that was Maddie's song by Madonna, Human Nature, which is your FU song, yeah?
Yes, yes.
So we started talking about what are our FU songs. Now, Andy, what is yours, my love?
Mine is Not Ready to Make Nice, the Dixie Chicks. And can I say, A, it's a killer track.
Oh, yeah.
And... it really resonates for me with some certain people, and I'm actually still not ready to make nice, and you know who you are. And I probably never will be. What's yours, Brett?
Do you know, I don't actually have one.
Really?
I don't have
you are
one.
Such a lovely person.
No, I don't have an FU song. I did like FU by CeeLo Green. And I quite liked that.
Yeah.
And that happened at a time in my previous employment when that was actually on the radio. And I was like, yep, I would love to sing this song instead of those stupid self-motivating bloody days off where they used to take us to a conference center and do all that. I would have said, no, I would have got up and then I would have pointed at the people saying, F you, and then just walked out.
That was when you were at Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Yes, exactly.
But I think, like, Pink, you could pretty much put any Pink song down as an FU song.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Pretty much just walking to work, film clip in your head. I think we all do that.
I did love the Adele album 21. as I think everyone around the planet did. And there was some really... I mean, that girl wrote straight from her heart.
Well, it's going to be interesting because apparently, and there's rumours that she's about to drop a new album in the next 3 or 4 months, but she's going to do what Beyoncé did. There's going to be no press. There's going to be no PR. There's going to be no media. She's just going to drop it and let it come to life. But it'll be really interesting because the last two albums that she did were really sort of like, you know, it's like being dumped, angry. This one, she's sort of married with a kid now and she settled and it'll be really interesting.
Is it going to be an age number? Is it going to be like 29?
Oh, you sort of hope not, because if she goes to 3, she just has to keep going with it. If 2, she can sort of get out of it.
84.
No, that's what on the Jonathan Ross show, he did this and he said Adele, 97, and one of the songs was Achy Breaky Hip. Hey, you're on Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're tuned into Australia's first and only lesbian and gay radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. Tonight it's Chatterbox, and Chatterbox is Joy's late night chat show, a little bit like Desert Island Discs meet... Don't laugh.
That could have gone anywhere.
My partner's looking at me just like, oh, she's done it
Desert
a million times.
Desert ice cream dicks.
Wouldn't be the first time out. Now, my love, we've had another bloody SMS tonight.
We have indeed. It says, hey, it's from Scotty. Thanks again, Scotty. That's your third one tonight. Oh, you're overdosing. It says, hey, I'm a massive Madge freak. What question would you ask her? Love, Scotty. Maddie, that's for you.
Well, I have to say, I did think when she did Evita, I just said she needs to stop after that. Anything after that is going to be shiteful.
And did she?
And she didn't. So I would actually like to ask Madonna, what made you keep going after Evita? Because I thought she could have finished there and be done.
But you know, I've always said this about Madonna. Madonna, for me, is not the greatest singer in the world.
No.
Nope.
But when it comes to an entertainer, she's one of the best entertainers. Whereas Cher, for example, Cher's a great singer and she's a great entertainer. But Madonna's a showman. Like how, like when she used to do the concerts, remember when she did the girly show? They were fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. I would ask Madonna, are you happy with your golem arms? Because she's just got the most horrible, bony, emaciated, yucky arms.
You know, my dad wasn't actually going to let me go to a friend's birthday party because part of that birthday party was seeing in bed with Madonna. And he was... It was all around that time with the Immaculate Collection.
Yeah,
that was not good in a Catholic household.
Was that the devil's word?
Yeah, well, Immaculate Conception. How dare you? How very dare you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now, Maddie, your final track of the night.
Can I say?
It's a good one.
It's a bloody classic. Well done.
I'm very excited about this track.
What is your third and final track?
Put your dancing shoes on, kids, because Mum's going to...
Dancing shows?
Yeah. Oh, well, Mum's going to do a show here. this would be where I am now, is in a very happy place. Little bit show, little bit biz. Always busy. But also would represent me leaving Melbourne town, Victoria, and, you know, migrating to Sydney, New South Wales.
Yeah.
And a dear friend of mine, who's actually here in the studio this evening, gave me a collection of CDs to play and said, you must play this as soon as you cross the border.
Because you drove to Sydney from Melbourne, didn't you?
I did. Packed my little 89 laser to the top and drove up that Hume. And there was this song that I played literally as soon as I passed the border, and I squealed all the way to the Wagga Wagga McDonald's car park on repeat playing this song.
Well, without further ado... it is the fantastic Patsy Gallant with From New York to LA.
Oh, yes.
Great choice.
It's Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest, Mattress Cannon, on Joy 94.9.
I'm living my life just to sing and be free. From LA to New York, from New York to LA. Ooh, from New York to LA.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9, and that was our very special guest Matt Cannon's third and final song of the evening, which was the gorgeous Patsy Gallant singing From New York to LA. Now, Matthew, this is the part of the show where I like to turn into Barbara Walters and ask the really hard-hitting questions that everybody wants to know. I like to unpick the cardigan that is your life, your psyche. First question is, what's the most embarrassing outfit you've ever worn? Because you're a credibly stylish man.
Yes, you are. Fashionista.
We've all made fashion foibles in the past. So what's your worst?
I'm mortified by this one. And I knew it's going to come out at a significant birthday in a couple of years. Silver satin pants. Oatmeal roll neck jumper.
Together, paired.
Yeah, it's just all bad. Semi platform shoes. And a lot of work done on my hair with hairspray. It was by far the most awful outfit. And there is photographic reference of it. And it's just awful.
Can I say, you do manage to pull fabulous items of clothing together to make killer looks, and that's one thing I always admired about you. How the hell did you manage to pull silver satin pants and an oatmeal roll neck jumper together?
Well, it was a cold night in Melbourne, and I had a very tight black bonds. Wasn't men's, it was boys' eight. In the day when I was a boys' eight.
Slip of a thing.
And I was going for the waif look.
Clearly.
Yes. And so I was a little bit chilly and I popped on a jumper and got photographed. And Miss Gabrielle, sir, you know you've still got that photo.
I need to see this photo.
Look.
Gabby, I'll give you good money for it. Next question is, Matthew, what is your guilty pleasure TV show or movie?
Oh, now, yes.
Well, it will be movie, and yes. I would say there's two.
Yeah.
Very hard to choose from. Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's not guilty. That's a fabulous film.
Yeah. But just for me, it's guilty.
Okay.
And Dirty Dancing.
Okay. What do you love about Dirty Dancing?
Oh, wow. What is there not to love about Dirty Dancing?
I've never made it all the way through.
Yeah, that's madness.
Can I say? Just, they're such chick flicks. You know that.
I do love a chick flick.
Okay, yes.
I couldn't tell you how many times I've watched Dirty Dancing.
How many times have you asked men to lift you?
Quite a lot.
I do like the water when she goes, I can't believe I just said I carry the watermelon.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
We need to invest in it because I've never watched it all the way through.
We can watch it soon, my love.
Okay, all right.
You need to.
Now, the last question is, and this is the most deeply probing of all the questions that I'm going to ask you, what's the worst date you've ever been on?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I hope he's not listening. The worst date ever was, and it has, I've only now gotten over my phobia of napkins. People are like, why? Went to this guy's house for dinner. I thought it was going to be quite casual. I should have known that he had a waterbed, that it was not a good...
Yeah, I know. Alarm bells ringing right there.
Can I say, waterbed stopped. Like, you shouldn't have a waterbed after 1981.
I know, and he had, and I do not know why. But I went to the house, and he was so nervous.
Yes.
That he was doing a little bit of the French and Saunders, moving the nuts and nibbles on the coffee table 100 times. But then I sat down at the dinner table, and he had set up candles, wine glasses, and in the wine glasses were rolled napkins.
Oh.
Like from the 80s. Yeah. And this was, look, it was a while ago.
But
so
it wasn't the
80s.
So was it somewhere in the maybe mid to late 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
So it was just bad. Yeah. And so ever since then, I just saw every time I see napkins, I think bad date. Even when I go to a friend's house and they have napkins, I'm like, ooh, fancy. Or, ooh, is this a date or a friend over for dinner? So always bad memories of that date.
Can I say, I once... I'm not going to call it a date because it wasn't a date. It was one of those dates that started with a drink in a nightclub and ended back at their house. But when
it's not a date, Andrew. That's a pickup.
Well, there we go. That's what it was. Sorry, Dad. Put your fingers in your ears. You don't need to hear this. But went back to this guy's house and he said, just wait in the hall, and sort of scurried off. And he said, ran into the front room and he said, I just need to set something up. And I kept thinking, like, oh my God, it's going to be a sling or like a, you know, some torture chamber thing.
Come out in a gimp.
And he came out and he said, you can come in now. And I walked in and it would have been probably June, and he'd set the entire lounge room up like Christmas, but he'd like put rolls of cotton wool on the floor. Like, he didn't do it just for me. It was already set up. I think he was just like turning on all the lights and there was like animation in there.
Oh.
It was horrendous. So,
well, that was probably a bit like when some lucky gentleman came back to my place one evening and I said, I'll just pop some music on, and we all know who this is.
Oh, we do know. And if you're listening tonight, hello there.
And they popped on Enya.
Oh, oh. That's like a cold spoon on your dick right there.
I can't believe this. Maddie, we have run out of time. We didn't even get to ask about all the fabulous celebrities.
Oh. Just go to Maddie's Facebook page. There's Julie Andrews. There's everybody. Angela Lansbury. Well, everybody.
Maybe this is just the first part. Maybe we should have you back when you're next in town.
Maybe that's it.
We want to say a big thank you for coming to the studio tonight.
Oh, thank you,
thank
boys.
You so
much.
You've
been an absolute delight. We knew you would be, but you've just been more delightful than we thought you would be.
Now, Maddie, this is a bit of a dedication because obviously it's midnight summer. Oh. Coming up. And this is actually dedicated to John of Burnley, who actually asked last week, could we play this classic Donna Summer track? It's MacArthur Park. It's the shortened version,
it's
though.
It's got the most ridiculous lyrics of any song I've ever heard, but it's magnificent.
Absolutely. Wow. Boys, any final thoughts for tonight?
No, just thank you, Maddie, and good night, Melbourne.
Yeah. Good night, Sydney.
Good night, Australia.
Joy 94.9.
Favorite show? Head to the New Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.